Welcome to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sada Haru. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. October is the month of Halloween. The Halloween scare movies are coming up. Today, I want to introduce some scary anime from Japan that you can watch with your friend for Halloween and to have something new for this year Halloween. The first one, Madoka Magica. It's a story about a creator named QB offers a grant Madoka, a middle school girl, a wish if she becomes a magical girl and fight with evil witches. Before I watched Madoka Magica, my friend told me it is a very dark anime. But when I watched the beginning of it, I feel it's not dark at all. The characters' sighting are really cute, and it's just regular anime talks about magic girls fight with the evils, just like Sailor Moon, and many cute girls with beautiful clothes and fight for the justice. I feel it's nothing special for me. However, I was totally wrong when I kept watching it. It is not any simple or sweet story at all. It's exactly like my friend said, it is a dark anime. There are no blood or any ghost scare people like the Halloween, like the Hollywood films, and there doesn't have monsters that jump out to you, or there are gruesome characters that to make you feel sick. The Madoka Magica is a dark in terms of despair, of hopelessness about magic girls themselves, about the fear of grow up, and about the society. There is no justice or evil in the anime. For the Madoka Magica, the evil witches are not evil, and the magical girls are not justice. And there is no hope for the magic girl or for the witches. After the story going, the magic girls know the truth and they know what's happening around them, but they still can't help each other, and even themselves. Is actually a very intelligent and well thought anime that to make people feel hopeless. And when watching the anime, I was keep guessing up what's gonna happen next and what's gonna end up. And I don't want to talk more about what happened exactly in the anime and how the story going. I want you can find out the surprise in the anime and find out the deep dark in the anime by yourself.
Thank you.
entered the young girl's hopeless life, let's talk about a game of our childhood, hide and seek. Kakurumbo Hide and Seek is a short anime film. It's only have 25 minutes. The anime starts with a tale. Don't play hide and seek in the dark, even in Tokyo, because you will be captured by the demons. A boy named Hikora is playing hide and seek because he hoped to find his sister who disappeared after she played this game. He wants to find out where she goes and why she disappeared. When he arrives where the game is set to begin, the street light flicker and the light up by itself. No one's there. And all the children who play the game are wearing the fox mask. And the game is begin. The place is called Otokoyo, and a group of children sneak off to Forbidden City to play. They end up being haunted by the demons. The last child to be found is the winner. But in the end, the winner can't quit the game. The winner will be the next seeker, and the game will never end it. The idea was Tokyo was losing its aesthetic. It's beautiful for more industrial-looking life. If you look at it, aesthetic before being like a child, then you can see where a child's game turning into a scare trip in a large abandoned city, more based on industry. The anime's art is very pretty, and I will say it's really deserved to watching only because it's beautiful art. The story is not very horror, but the environment in the film is really creepy because of the art and music. All the buildings in the anime, the music, and the children's worn the fox mask and the diamonds and the creepy ending. All of those make people feel scared and feel creepy. And I think if you like cult film, this is might a good film to watch because it's really something interesting to talk a game in really scary way with an old tale. And here is the end of the film. Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadaharu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Real World. And the next anime is named Yamishiba. It's a serious anime, not an anime film. For now, it have totally 3 seasons. Every episode is very short, about 4 to 5 minutes. Every episode's story started at 5 p.m. The sun starts going down. An old man in a yellow smiling mask shows up at a children's playground and tells them a ghost story. The story are based on myths and urban legends of Japanese origin. The man tells the stories on the back of his bicycle using a traditional paper drama mezu and feature a new tale each week. I really like Yamishiba's art. It looks really old-fashioned. The paper drama style is really amazing for me. And it looks like stop-motion animation. The color of anime also look like the pictures on the old paper. Everything just looks so old and so creepy. And the music is also played by traditional Japanese instrument. And the voice actor's voice sounds really creepy. He's a really good voice actor. His voice is like an old man, but in really high. And he speaks really slow, soft, and always sounds he was smiling. I think for me, the smells in the horror films is the most scary thing for me. I just feel scared when I hear the smell, no matter the man or the children or woman, it makes me really freak out. All the atmosphere in the anime is really good and make you feel like transferred to the old age and look at those old Terry stories and feel like it's nightmare of childhood. Each story is really interesting and creepy. Sometimes it's confusing also. For example, the second episode of the first season is a story about a young man. He wake up in a hospital. The doctor told him he fell down on the mountain road and broke his leg. But it's not really bad. He doesn't have to worry about it. Just have good rest. He feel his three roommates looks weird to him because they were looking at him in a strange way and talking about him secretly. That make him feel very uncomfortable. And the roommates even stared at him at night, and that's make him feel the roommates are really rude and make him really uncomfortable and even a little bit angry about his roommates. But when he leave the hospital, he saw his roommates are raising their heads up and down, like a celebration in Japan. And he thought his roommates actually are nice people because he thought they are celebrate their, he can leave the hospital. And he thought they just shy to talk with him, but they're actually really nice person. And then he feels really happy, and not because he can leave the hospital, but also about his roommate's blessing. And however, when he talk about this with the taxi driver, the driver looked freaked out and let him get off the car. When he was confusing about why the driver said that and what happened, like a car accident happened to them, and the story ended. Maybe why they are celebrate to him, not celebrate he can leave the hospital, but it's kind of like pray for the people who gonna die. Yes, every story in the anime is like this, all the short, creepy, and a little bit confusing old story. And it's because it's really short anime, it doesn't have the same song, the open song or the end song for the first two seasons. But they have that for the third season, and it's really cool song.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadaharu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. The next anime I want to introduce is Another. The story is from 26 years ago. In the ninth grade, class 3, a popular student died. His classmates missed him so much, and then they pretend he didn't die. The result is the dead boy showed up on their graduation photo. So the course began. After each senior year of class 3 in this middle school, we'll have a dead person in the class. People's memory will be reorganized and no one can know who is the dead person. Therefore, always have one more person in the class. Because there always have one more person in the class, every year we'll have a person died before the graduation in the class 3. To avoid dies, class 3 students will select one person and ignore that person, pretend he or she does not exist. Then the class restores the normal number and no one will die. It sounds smart, but when they have transfer students, it's gonna be another story. A transfer student came to ninth grade class 3 this year. Everything in this class make him feel strange. As a transfer student, he doesn't know what happened in this class before, and he doesn't know anything about this school, about this class, and about the story. And people can't tell him because the rule, if they say something to him, means they ignore people is exist, that's still people gonna die. Of course, he has connection with the select untouchable student, and the story starts, someone will die in this class. But if he find out who is the real dead person, the death will stop. So the story goes out with him to try to find who in this class is actually died. Well, watching this anime, I keep guessing who is the dead person. And I guess it's him, actually the dead person, or the girl is untouchable is the dead person, or who is the dead person? I keep wondering and guess when I watching the anime. For me, everyone seemed like the dead person, but also everyone seemed not like the dead person. And also, because the students keep dying in the class, I also guess who will die next. And it's a really good horror story. I'm really into it. Another is not only selling the blood picture, but also introduce audience to the story and make them question and try to find the answer by themselves, like me. Also, the relationship between the classmates are also important and interesting. I feel it shows the dark part of the humanity and also the good part of the humanity. Because when people face the horror face, if they gonna live or they gonna die, something deep in their heart will appear. It's really, really interesting and thing to watch how the students change during the time and with the story. Even to the end, I know who is the dead person and the transfer student know who is the dead person. And seem like the trouble is fixed. We just stop him or her, and this is gonna be a happy ending, but it's not like that. When I know who is the really dead person, I feel really sad and hopefulness because the dead person is the part of class already, and I can't see anyone died in this class, even though he or she already died. And hope when you watch the anime, you're gonna hope you will enjoy it and enjoy its puzzle game and enjoy to find who is the really dead person and enjoy the relationship in the class 3. And here is the song for another.
心が響いてると感じるの確かめたくなくて言葉にしたんだ答えなくて Maybe 誰にも見えない君の本当が僕の瞳にだけ映っていたんだよ虹色に輝く君の瞳には僕が映る
Welcome back to Kawaii Corner. This is DJ Sadaharu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. The next anime I want to talk about is Corpse Party Tortured Soul. It is an anime from Corpse Party video game.It only has 4 episodes. The story was happening in a school. Its name is Heavenly Host Elementary School. It is a legendary elementary school for ghost story due to its self-mysterious past. It was turned down following the murders and disappearance of severalof its staff and students. And therefore, now, another school called Kisariga Academic has been built over it. People say it is dangerous to stay at school after 7 p.m., but no one in this school is really know why and really knowThey don't know what's gonna happen if they stay after 7 p.m. In one rainy night, a group of Kisariga students stay at school because of their project. They decide to perform the Sachiko Ever After Charm, which will unite them forever as friends.Because one of them will transfer to other school soon. When they complete the charm, an earthquake comes to them and transport them to a heavenly host elementary school, which still exists and is haunted by murderous ghosts.Moreover, the entire school is a multi-locked space. In here, space and time are staggered. And although they are in the same school, the same Heavenly Host Elementary School, but they were isolated in a different dimension in the time and space.And they can't, it's really hard for them to find each other and to help each other. Then the student died one by one by the ghost. They must try to find out what happens in the Heavenly Host Elementary School before and try to solve the problem andhelp the ghost to make the ghost stop killing them. And then after that, after they deal with all the monster ghosts and after they fix the problem in the old school, they can find out a way to get out of the school and back to their real life.However, it's really hard to do that because the ghosts are hunting for you and how could you help them and you know nothing about this place and you don't know what's gonna happen next and you don't know where your friends are, and you have no idea how to get off there. So for those students, it's really tough situation to fix the problem and to find out what they need to do. So it's really a hard story for the anime, because maybe because the anime is from the game is more interesting to find a way to survive and to pass the game. And same in the for the anime, it's really hard for the characters to find out the way to get out. And also, this one is not like other three animes. This one is really bloody one. The students died is really bloody and really horrible. And if you have a weak stomach, better not to watch this one. It will make you feel sick. But yeah, like I said before, the story is really good, and the really good story match the really bloody pictures is really a good and really horror movie anime to watch. Also, the characters' personalities and their relationship make them to make the different choice. And when they are facing death, like the people make them choice by themselves. And when those students were facing the huge horror, the deep dark and deep kind in their heart both appears. Some people looks nice, but in their heart is like really dark. And when they died, they become back to the nice person. It's really complicated character sighting. In the last minutes, they just finished to say, we will be friends forever. We will not forget each other. We will forever be the friends. And the next minutes, everything is changed. Some of them don't see their friends as friends anymore, even though they just say that. But it's not only about the darkness and how bad the humanity could be. It's also a warm and not kind story, because there always have some person nice in the story. And when they face the huge horror and they become nice and they become to the hero type of person. And the ending of the movie is about the anime is really touchable. And yeah, it's a complicated story with bloody, with creepy things, but also with the warm, the nice, and with the hope for the future. And here is the song for the Crops Party Torture Song.
Thank you.
for listening Kawaii Corner. I'm DJ Sada Halu. Every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Let's talk about anime world. See you next Wednesday.
It's time to leave the hot dogs behind at the ball game. The World Health Organization has declared that red meat